And now the latest weather with meteorologist Martin Babakian.
Looking at drier autumn covering eastern Australia. Autumn is likely to be drier than average over Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. And looking at northern Queensland, we'll have greater than 80% chance of drier than average month ahead. So it seems that everything is becoming drier conditions. But at the same time, I'm expecting some rain showers at the Gloucester. So it means weather conditions according to topography of the area is triggering some showers within the region. Looking at the weather situation, there's a slow-moving high-pressure system over Tasman Sea extending a ridge towards the northern New South Wales coast. This pattern is expected to persist for several days, while a weak inland trough still lingers near the South Australia border. Warm air will be pushing towards New South Wales ahead of this trough line. This trough line is going to move towards the state on Tuesday, and the cold front is going to pass through Gloucester area on Wednesday. Weather conditions for Gloucester for next 2 weeks. Looking at week one, looking at Saturday, the 2nd of March, I'm expecting some isolated showers within the region. It's a bit of instability, a bit of cloud, but nothing much happening really. With maximum temperature 27, wind east-northeasterlies, and then relative humidity 53%. The amount of rain is be 1.2 millimeters, which is nothing. It's more or less just a few drips of showers. And soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 21 degrees centigrade. Sunday, few clouds, maximum 29, wind east-northeasterlies. Monday, few clouds, maximum 32, wind still east-northeasterlies. And then Tuesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 33, north-northeasterlies. And then maximum temperature rising to 28 degrees and the humidity 29%. On Wednesday, I'm expecting partly cloudy, some light showers possible, and a southerly change passing through late in the afternoon or evening because the southerly change might pass through. With that southerly change passing through, a bit of light showers within the area, I'm expecting possible thunderstorms within Barrington and on the hills in that area. There's a that possibility because the air is unstable. The front is going to pass through that from very warm conditions to cool conditions. Humidity is still 29%. And looking at Thursday, mostly cloudy, maximum 27. And Friday, a bit of isolated showers developing again, maximum 31. And then east-northeasterlies about 6 to 8 knots. And then looking at the soil moisture is 26%, soil temperature 22 degrees. Looking at for week two, looking at from the 9th of March to 14th of March. It's an amazing week, just the way I'm trying to analyze it, looking at the computer models, how the data has been analyzed. I'm going to give you the same predictions of the modelings I'm predicting at this stage. Saturday, rain, maximum 29. Humidity 61%. They're expecting between 20 to 22 millimeters rain. Soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Sunday, rain, maximum 25, about 9 millimeters. On Monday, scattered thunderstorms possible, maximum 26, 11 millimeters. On Tuesday, rain, maximum 27, and then 14 millimeters. On Wednesday, maximum 30, rain, maximum 30, 6 millimeters. On Thursday, rain clearing, weather conditions fine, and they're looking at soil moisture is 23%, soil temperature 25 degrees. Well, that's how the weather forecast is for 2 weeks at Gloucester.
Martin, thanks so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And people can find out more information by going to our website. It's bucketsradio.com.au and click on weather. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Take care, mate.